Welcome to the Travel World Report. I'm Willem Backus.
I'm Stephen Pickford.
Today we're talking about Air Canada as an international carrier.
Many times you don't think of Air Canada as being an airline that you can fly from a point in the United States to a point other than Canada. However, with the hub location in Toronto, Toronto provides the great hub experience compared to, for example, John F. Kennedy in New York or Chicago O'Hare. Much less congested, much easier to navigate, and much less prone to air traffic control delays. As well, Air Canada has, over the past few years, signed a number of agreements with tour operators and ticket consolidators throughout the United States to provide some very competitive fares over the Toronto hub when connecting to points in Europe or points in Asia. In this day and age, when we're looking at the security aspect of connecting over one city as compared to another city, the choice of Toronto in neutral, friendly Canada, as we might say, may become an even greater choice. Many times since September 11th, a number of U.S. flag carriers have cut back almost completely on in-flight service. Oh, we're not going to serve a meal. You can fly from coast to coast and get no food service.
Good heavens.
Food service has been maintained on Air Canada, particularly on long-haul transcontinental and international flights. The current CEO of Air Canada, Robert Milton, has come out with a program which he calls for a full open skies agreement. So you could fly from Manchester, New Hampshire to Seattle, Washington via Toronto on Air Canada, which presently you cannot do.
That's another Travel World Report. I'm Willem Backus.
And I'm Stephen Pickford.